is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 17th. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Taking phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, how you doing tonight?
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call, Farron. It's been a long time. I listen, but don't think I don't. And you had a really good topic about Oath Keepers and Stuart Rhodes, president or head dude of Oath Keepers. I got to be honest with you. I tried to get into Oath Keepers for probably 3 years, and then I guess they had some sort of deal where they would let an honorary constitutional law-abiding citizen join their club. And the thing was, is they only wanted people who had signed on to an oath in the military or in police. Well, the funny thing is, when you sign an oath, when you swear an oath to join the military and everything else like that, you are property of the government. The government can drug you, use you for experimental drugs. They can put you on the firing line, like Henry Kissinger said. The American soldier is nothing more than cannon fodder for our political policy, or foreign policy, I should say. So, okay, well, all right, I'm not a veteran, so I have never sworn an oath to defend this country. But I was born in this country. This country is my backyard. I consider it my property. I consider it my investment. Sorry to say, but I would defend it if there was a threat against it. Now, we have never had anybody attack this country in our 241 years of existence, but I am under the belief that we have only had 19 years of peace. That's why we cannot fly the blue background, white stars, or I'm sorry, blue stars, white background, American peacetime flag. Because we are a corporation, and we are simply at war all the time. Now, let me tell you about another group. CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I did my damnedest to join that and everything else like that. And when their head guy, oh, man, I forgot his name, had heart problems. And because he didn't have no money, everything else like that, I sent him a one-time contribution of $25 or $50, something like that. And I'll be damned if somehow or another three more $25 payments came out of my PayPal account before I finally realized that, hey, there's some kind of a scam here and everything else like that. And I'm going to give you a little story about a Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association member, DuPage County, Illinois. I forgot his name, but I have a friend of mine who is a homeopathic dentist, and she knows the law and everything else like that, the real law, not the crap they portray since March 8, 1933, under the Emergency War Powers Act with Roosevelt. But anyway, she informed all of her clients that she is sorry for what she's done to them under the American Dental Association with amalgamated fillings, root canals, all these other things that are dangerous to your health. and she would like to correct it, and she would not charge them anything for the correction, except that she would like them to be her clients. Now, these people were going to her for dental care. Well, that it came down to she's in DuPage County. They shut her down. And it was a writ from, or a warrant anyway, from the state's attorney of Illinois, his assistant. Well, who is this guy? And I had mentioned to her, I says, listen, why didn't you stand up and say something? Wait, hold on. I never voted for you, never heard of you. You have been appointed by the state's attorney. He's an assistant state's attorney for the state of Illinois. Shut her down, stopped her from making a living. Contacted all of her clients through her stolen computer system and let them know that she has been working without a license. They all signed a contract understanding that she's working without a license for the dental association, and all these associations are crap. But they have literally cut her off and stole her equipment, never charged her with anything, kept her in the back of a car for 4 hours handcuffed when she showed up to work that morning. So I got to be honest with you, Farron. Losing faith, got to believe that I honestly believe in what John Stantmiller says, is that lock and load, baby. It's right around the corner.
Well, you know, it's like a lot more people feel that way. And, I mean, you just look around at the situation. I mean, anything you want, racial tensions. I mean, crime's off the hook around here. Drug addiction's off the hook around here, too. And I live in a very rural area. And then at the same time, like I said earlier, the media is just willing to... with me, they have absolutely no credibility, but and haven't, you know, for a long, long, long time. But with average Joe American, they're seeing a lot of people are seeing for the first time the complete bias of the media, and that they really have a complete agenda. I think a lot of people, I've met people that see that now that, you know, didn't see that a year or two ago. So I think you're right in a whole lot of your assessment. I'm getting a lot of phone calls stacked up, so I'm going to give you the last word. Jerry, thanks so much, as always, for calling, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the last word, Farron, and thank you for your show, and thank you for all you do, and thank you for RBN, and God bless all the RBN listeners. And one day, Farron, I'd like to look you in the eye, shake your hand, maybe even give you a hug. But, thank you very much for taking my call. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going to go to Tony in Chicago. Tony, how you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, great, Farron. Look, I really appreciate that heads up on the definition of anti-Semitism that you purveyed to us here. The thing is, I think I've heard you come, I think in previous shows you've read that thing off. This is nothing new with these Jews. Okay, now what you're saying is they're going, and I appreciate, you know, what you said because you're informing me. Okay, because I have not been paying total attention to what's been going on there on this, and according to you, what you're saying, they're taking that definition, which totally describes Jews acting as a group against white European Christian societies. I mean, that whole thing, those 4 points, that's described exactly what they're doing. Okay? But the thing is, sure, they want to throw us in jail just like in Europe and
Sam,
Canada.
Can everyone still hear me?
What's that? Farron? Oh, am I still on?
what? Do I still have Tony with me?
Yeah, am I on, Farron?
Yeah, Tony, everyone was hearing... Yes, yes, everyone was hearing you except me. I didn't get to hear a word you said, so could you maybe re-summarize that for me?
Oh, okay. The bottom line is I've heard you go through that definition of anti-Semitism that these Jews are trying to push on a worldwide level. I've heard you go through that before in previous shows. But the thing is, you took it a step further, and I'm thanking you, you know, for the update on how they're trying to push this thing on a state level intertwined with BDS. But the bottom line is these Jews can dream all they want. They cannot regulate free speech at a state level. You understand my point, though? They just can't do it. I know they're trying every which way in the world. I mean, that's basically what you're telling me. And, you know, I like I said, I appreciate it. I've been all wound up at how we're being betrayed by Trump and my own screwed-up personal life up here in Chicago, Illinois, which I totally hate, okay? So I have not been paying attention to this. So I really appreciate what you're saying, but they just can't do it. You understand what I'm saying? They can't bust us for free speech with state laws. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand, and, you know, I totally agree if we've got, you know, if we've got the enforcement to back up our First Amendment rights. But with that said, my little analogy that I gave you about, you know, if you had a company and you bottled water and your contracts was mainly governmental, they're wiping you out of that right now. Because these states that I read have already passed these laws, and now, I mean, it could be anyone's argument, is that free speech or not? But they're not allowing you your right. If you've got a right to self-determination, you don't have the right to boycott Israel and do business with the state of, you know, Kansas or South Carolina or whatever. So, I mean, they're eliminating person's ability to make an income. I mean, you know, that could devastate a business if they were really, you know, that intertwined with governmental contracts. So I agree with you in a sense, but in another sense, they are coming at us every way they can possibly imagine, and it will be successful, or it will be to the detriment of a lot of people. And it's completely wrong, and at the same time, we've got no journalistic integrity in this country, so no one is reporting about this, so most people are completely unaware of it. Back to you, sir.
No. So, like I said, I really appreciate what you're coming up, because, I mean, look, someone like myself, who I'm obsessed with Jews and what they're doing to our society, or I'm not going to say what they're doing to our society, what we are allowing them to do. So I really, you know, we allow them to do this to us. So I really appreciate that. No, I couldn't agree with you more. They're gonna go from it with that angle. But by the same point, no. It's definitely a detriment, okay? No doubt about it. I totally agree with you, and like I said, I'm getting too wordy. I appreciate it. The thing is, though, you know, how much business do companies really do with Israel? Look at almost none. The bottom line is companies in this, Israel does business with us, with our money, you know, to what? Raytheon, Boeing, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have some of the big companies like Apple, you know, which is headed by this homosexual, I don't know, queer weirdo, whatever, cook, whatever. I think they're doing business over there, doing their new iPhone, engineering their new iPhone. That's what I've heard. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, there's a big push for, you know, top-level 500, Fortune 500, corporate America, Fortune 1000 to do, you know, business over there. You understand what I'm saying? So I see your point, but, you know, these people are so insane that they just want to twist every little thing. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I totally agree with you. They're going to try to push every which way, you know, to come at us at the First Amendment, you know, through business. I understand. You know, yeah, you know my point, okay? But it's still...
They can't.
The core First Amendment, they can't throw our asses in jail like they do in Europe and in Canada for people like me talking against these people on here or on the internet or out in front of the Trump building in Chicago. You know, they still will, they just can't do it. And if they try, then it's time to start shooting. It's that simple, because the government is just totally communist. It's tyranny. They have no respect to the Constitution. But no, these people are so insane, they will do exactly what you're describing. Through every little angle, And I totally agree with you. Yeah, free speech through business, they're going to try every ass angle. They just can't do it because we got the First Amendment. But all these other angles, they're going to go after us, and they're going to succeed, and they are succeeding. So I totally agree with you 1,000%.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much.
Can I say one last quick little thing? I know you've been talking about, I've heard you on a number of occasions that, you know, in your area, you're out in a rural area, you say that, you know, these kids, and I've got nothing good to say about them, but, you know, I'm in the big city, you're in a rural area, and it blows me away, you say that, you know, you're describing like these idiots here on the north side of Chicago. It's just inundated with queers, and I don't think that's the case there. But you always say that they're just a bunch of little runts, and you can kick the crap out of them. I've heard you say that a number of occasions, man. And I'm going to tell you something. And I've said that these chemtrails, it's a biological weapon against the right race. Now, I'm not saying that this is what they're doing something to us. Okay, we are folding like cards all over the white world. You have this in Serbia, conservative Serbia, to get first openly gay prime minister. Now, this is in Eastern Europe. It's a lesbian. What are these people doing to us? Okay, you look at what's going on in France. They had Africans all over the streets of Paris. Okay, look who they just elected. Look, I think there was massive vote fraud there. That little faggot with his wife, 30 years older than him. Okay, Italy is being ethnically cleansed of white people. They're just flooding it. I mean, what's going on in this? We are just folding like a house of cards. These people are doing something to us, okay? You're pressing James on Rent Network. He's a psychologist. Something's going on here. This. How we are acting as white people on a worldwide basis, it just doesn't add up. It's something new. I've never seen us fold like the way we're folding. You know, Farron.
That's an excellent point. I mean, that is and yes, I agree. And I don't understand it either. I mean, you know, you can't just blame it on the feminization of men. I mean, I think that's a part of it. There's a lot of different aspects of it. But you're right, and that's probably the best point that's been made on this broadcast yet tonight. Is the white race is just folding. They're not even putting up a fight, really. I mean, I would have never thought that Europe could just be taken in this way, so easily. And yes, yeah, that's a great point, Tony. I appreciate you making it. That's an excellent point. He dropped. Okay, we're not at break, are we? We are at break. Coming back with Frank in North Carolina. Hang on for me, Frank. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So we're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. Also, I've been meaning to do this, and I wanted to say a special thanks out to Wes. Wes sent me a couple of books, and I wanted to tell him thanks for that. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, Farron. You hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been saying it for over 10 years. The Jews cannot afford for the truth to come out about anything, so it was inevitable. I'm sure they've been working on this for probably many decades, long before I ever became cognizant at age 40 of their power and their plans and whatnot. But they were going to have to make it illegal to talk about their power and their very existence of their power and their methods and strategies, because if the people ever found out, they would be kicked out of America just like they were kicked out of every other country they were ever allowed into when people still had their own minds. Just like what's going on now, we've seen it over in Europe. It's already illegal. You know, you go to prison if you question anything about anything to do with Jewish power. You go to prison. You know, they come and knock your door down and put you in a prison. So that ought to tell you. Voltaire, I'm paraphrasing here. I mean, it's way, way back. I don't even know what, I don't know. I've used the quote so many times, I should know better. But it's a very old quote. He basically just says, look around you, find out, you know, see, who is it? Who's the one group that you really, you know, not just take a little bit of flack for, but the one group that you are absolutely not allowed to criticize, that you will see, and you'll know who controls your country. And that is obviously the Jews. Anybody that debates that, I would just hang up on them. I wouldn't even spend another second with them. So it's coming. It's going to take a very large resistance to keep that at bay for any length of time. And from my experience, man, people, there are more and more people becoming educated and aware of it and informed and even defiant. on the matter of Jewish power, but most people just still don't want anything to do with it. They want to blame everything on the white man, the old white man, you know, Washington, D.C. and whatnot. And all those guys...
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing, though, when you look at this, and I know you listen to various talk radio, but there's no other group pushing laws through states that has the power, the ability, to get 49 state governors to sign laws, you know, get 49 state governors to sign laws opposing Nazi death cult. You know, you can't do that. But I mean, and it does. So this puts to bed. This puts to bed where the real power lies, if it needs to be, if there's anyone out there that... It puts it to bed because there's no other group that has the power to control and direct the United Nations and all 50 states in America and the Congress and the Senate and 31 other nations that signs on to something like this. This is the master power. And it boggles my mind when I tune into anything that... especially that's supposed to be patriotic radio or, you know, alternative. And they're discussing issues other than this. You know, back to you, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, to any rational person out there that doesn't have some mental illness or they've got their own little personal agenda, their father didn't pay enough attention to them when they were growing up, you know, or their mother did something or whatever, and they hate their own race. They hate the white race, and they want to come up with every excuse and justification why the white race needs to pay now, right? Now, I hear people, I hear regular listeners and callers to RBN that call in for years and years, and they want to blame it on the white race. And they will defend the Jews. They will never say a critical word about Jews. And they're tolerated, and they're welcomed onto all the RBN radio shows, just like anyone, any rational person. And they're sick, and they're putting out this info, and it's just sickening to me that goes on. I mean, I can go turn on my local radio station and get what these people are calling into RBN and putting out there. Farron, can you give the audience just a quick brief, not even a summary, just a sentence? You saw the... Now, I've never attacked this guy. I went on his show one day expressing an opinion several months ago. And I know it was a controversial opinion and everything, but I was a gentleman about it and everything else. And he and I have exchanged several emails since then. And, I mean, the emails... And this is like a professional guy. He's been doing this for 30 years. He's a college graduate. His father was in broadcasting all of his life. I think you might have gotten an opportunity to read the email that he sent to me, the last email. You might want to just tell the audience how vile our enemies are.
Yeah, hold that thought for me. Hang on for me, Frank. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. I'm joined by Frank in North Carolina, and yes, you know, for one, Frank, when you were on that radio broadcast, one, you really handled yourself well, and you done a great job, I thought, holding your own with someone, you know, that was there, obviously, to attack you. And two, the emails, just vile and vicious, just vehemently vicious attack on you. I mean, you would think that this guy, and maybe he does, just completely hates you for your political opinions, which have been, you know, non-threatening to him, as far as I know. But I mean, it's amazing the resentment that it has bolstered in him against you for daring to call in and point out your opinions and stand your ground. I mean, I guess it shouldn't surprise us when, in light of everything else we've saw, where Oath Keepers is beating up white nationalists, where Bernie Sanders supporters are shooting congressmen. Back to you, Frank.
Well, I think you can vouch for me, though. I mean, this guy's a professional broadcaster. From what I understand, he claims to be a family man. He's got daughters. I remember him saying that early on when he first came here, because he's relatively new to Charlotte. He's coming from Ohio. But this man is expressing a lot of violence towards me. you know, you started out the first time I ever called in just expressing an opinion that people that think like I do need to be castrated. Now he's saying that I need to have a gun put to my head and have my head blown off. Now, I've never threatened this guy at all. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think that he would say these things to me in person, face-to-face, one-on-one? Absolutely not. That's the only thing I ever said to him a couple of email exchanges ago, or maybe one or two ago before this, that, you know, he would say that to me face-to-face. And he took that as a threat and said he had, you know, taken it to security, to management, blah, blah, blah. Now, this guy is full of hate. I mean, I've never met this guy. I had no idea even who I was dealing with. I mean, this guy is full of hate and violence. He wants to see me tortured to death, man. And I would just go back and say this. Before I forget, I know I'm going to forget if I don't say this, but back in the early days, back, you know, before I woke up, back in the days when I was listening to Sean Hannity, watching Sean Hannity on Fox News, and Alan Combs, watching Bill O'Reilly, and not really liking him all that much, but listening to Rush Limbaugh even years before that. Oath Keepers might have appealed to me. They don't impress me at all, man. This is kosher patriots. I'll be honest with you, I think maybe they're going to be the guys that are going to enforce these new anti-Semitism laws. I mean, they're there to make sure nobody says anything critical of Israel or AIPAC or any of that. That seems to be where their priorities lie. But let me just put it to you this way, and I'll get out of the way. Hopefully you have a bunch of other callers. But, if when I'm out walking in the woods and there's a particular type of bird that I like to hear sometimes, and it makes me feel nostalgic or whatever, I just like the way it sounds or whatever, does that make me hateful? Does that mean that I hate all the other birds? If there's some type of a whale that I like to go out and look for and watch sometimes, does that make me hateful? That I don't want that whale to disappear and go away and become extinct? I mean, if there's a breed of dog that I particularly, have affection for, if I say, boy, I tell you, I would really hate it if that breed of dog went away, would that just mean that I just need to be castrated? Oh, my God, he's hateful. He's the son of the devil. He's so evil. But if I say I would like to see the white race preserved, oh, my God, all hell breaks loose. Even the Trump supporters start calling into my local radio station, jumping on the heap. Oh, my God, Frank is evil. He's hateful. He needs to be, something's got to be done. Let's find out where he lives. Let's lynch him. Because I don't want to see the white. You see how sick the goddamn Jews have made this country. Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn. I hate all the Jews. All you Jews listening right now, I hate all of you. I hate the Jewish people, period. You are the son, you are the children of Satan, the emissaries of Satan in this freaking world. Screw all of you. To hell with you. What you've done to this country, this world, and you blamed it all on other people. All the things that you do, all the things that you're guilty of, you project it onto the German people and people that don't want to see the people that want to look out for their own rights and are not going to bow down to Jewish domination. The hell with you people, man. Thank you.
Right, well, let me ask you this while I got you. Frank, you know, you listened to me read that definition, and it covers what got me about reading the definition. And I know I'm probably the only person that ever reads this definition, maybe on RBN, I don't know, but the way they've encapsulated everything, you can't question the Holocaust. The way I read that definition, if you were to say 5,999,999 died in the Holocaust, you're anti-Semitic. It wasn't 6 million. That's an anti-Semitic statement by one. He didn't say that. That's how they framed this thing, where they get all the countries to agree to it. Then they get them to impose criminal sanctions or penalties for any of these breaches of, I think that one had 10 in it. And then they've brought about the situation like you see in Germany. I mean, they're working. It shouldn't have surprised me. It should not have surprised me. But it kind of surprised me, because I feel like I keep up with the news pretty darn well, that this stuff's passing through. They didn't get it through through Washington, and they haven't give up on that. But they're going ahead and taking it on through the back door of the states. So they have it either way. If all 50 states pass roughly the same law, it don't matter if the federal government really passes it. It's law. What did you think about hearing the definition of that? I mean, isn't it amazing that they're putting this together and in place?
Well, it's part of their survival, their evolutionary survival strategy. It's many very well-researched PhDs and whatnot, people like Dr. Kevin McDonald have spoken about, Dr. David Duke, of course. If people out there, if you're not listening to Dr. David Duke every week, I mean, I'm not saying everybody's got to listen to every show, but you have no idea what you're missing. He nails it. He's on fire every day on his show, nailing these people to the wall with their own statements, with their own facts, not just the facts, but their own facts. You know, then you really don't, it's not really in you. You really don't know what you're missing. You don't know what's really going on. It's not in the forefront of your mind. And I'm telling you, man, they cannot afford for the truth to come out, so they have to make it a crime. And, as George Orwell wrote in his novel 1984, I mean, do you think it is a just happenstance? You think it's just a coincidence that he made the villain of the novel, his name was Goldstein? I mean, you can't get much more of a Jewish name, a stereotypical Jewish name than that. He was warning us. His real name was what? Eric Blair? His name that he used to author that book was George Orwell. In a world of universal lies, or rather, in a world of universal deceit, speaking the truth is a revolutionary act. They know that. They have to make speaking the truth a crime. Goldstein.
That's the truth.
How much more obvious can you get?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I find myself just standing astounded sometimes at what I look at, what's in place, what they're putting in place, and how the people are, you know, we've got people resisting, I get that, but not near enough, and then the people resisting are fractionalized across, you know, so many different lines. It boggles my mind. I'll give you the last word, then we're going to Rhonda in Missouri. Go ahead, Frank. Last word.
Most of the protesters are ignorant clowns. They don't even know what they're resisting. I mean, I'm glad to see them resisting something. They know something's wrong, but, they don't even know. They don't even know what they're fighting. They don't even know who the enemy is.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time, too. Hey,
all right, Baron, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the phone call. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Rhonda in Missouri, how you doing?
Hi. I just want to make a comment on your last caller's remarks. Are you familiar with Benjamin Friedman?
I am, yes. Benjamin Friedman, the, 1961 or 2? I've listened to that several times.
Yeah, it's very revealing when it comes to, because I hear a lot of conversation about Jewish people, and I wouldn't necessarily say, when I read the article, my impression was that the Jewish religion was kind of hijacked. Like, if you recall the story where these people, they had to pick a religion, and it's kind of like they spun the wheel and they chose Judaism. And Benjamin Friedman goes into it. Yeah, and I'm not real, it's been a while since I read it, but they had to pick a religion, so they chose Judaism. So I would not necessarily choose, I would not throw them under the bus, because, you know, I mean, it's a very interesting read. If anybody wants to look up Benjamin Friedman, regarding the Jews, he talks about the Khazars and the, you know, it's, you guys have talked about it as well, maybe not you, I've just recently started listening to you, but the Khazarians are not the real Jews, and I've heard, like, Dr. Bill Deagle, he says maybe 90% that claim that they're Jews are not really the bloodline Jews, so I wouldn't necessarily throw Judaism under the bus. And, you know, it's really interesting because they had to choose the religion because they were getting ready to get thrown out of their country. So the guy in charge said, you know, pick a religion, and they chose Judaism. Probably not a good, for them it was probably good, but for the rest of the world it wasn't, because it confused the rest of us. But the bloodline,
Let me throw this out there, Rhonda. I've read some books on that, and I've listened to a lot of broadcasts about the Khazars. And I think it was around 1100, but don't hold me to that, where they chose that religion, and people spent a lot of time on Khazars and Sephardic Jews and who's real Jews and who's not, and that's good and whatever. But here's my take on that. Number one, I can't seem to find this large group of Jews that's fighting Zionism. I know there's some Benjamin Friedmans out there, I'm sure, but they're few and far between. Few and far between. I mean, look at the late night comics. Look at who owns Viacom, and look at Comcast and CBS, Sumner Redstone, Facebook, Zuckerberg, Google, Yahoo, eBay. I mean, I could just keep going. But here's the thing. I'm German. I'm of German heritage. They don't give the Germans that respect of, oh, well, some of the Germans was Nazis, but, you know, not all of them. It's all the Germans. The Germans, you know, even Churchill said that World War II was about eliminating the German people. It wasn't about Nazism or National Socialism. It was about eliminating the German people. So it's good enough to label all the Germans are evil, all the Germans need to be killed, all the Germans are Nazis, all the Germans are Aryans. So from my point of view, if there's Jews out here and they're openly proclaiming, you know, I'm absolutely against Zionism, I hate what's going on, I oppose Israel as an ethno-state, then, you know, I might would give them some reprieve. But since I actually don't know of one alive today that I can call by name, I know there probably is some, and they probably wrote some books or whatever. I'm sure there's some out there. But since it's so few, it's like finding, you know, the magic unicorn, I think it's a fair assessment. I don't really, you know, I don't spend a lot of time with Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews, because the Jews own the media, the Jews own the banking system, the Jews own the government of the United States, and the Jews are putting these laws in place. The Jews are super happy putting these people in prison in Canada, and, you know, with these people. Show me a group of Jews that are out protesting for the release of Jason Bonehill in Great Britain. You know, I don't know any. I've never seen any on YouTube. So, you know, I know people come along with that, and I don't spend any time on the Khazars and Sephardic Jews, because I don't see it as time well spent. Personally, I'm not judging everybody else, but that's kind of my take on it. I'll listen to your rebuttal, Rhonda. Go ahead.
Okay, well, what I want to say about that is, think about this. They hijacked the Jewish religion, and I've heard that 90% that claim that they're Jewish are not Jewish. So if anything, if you ask me, the person in the background that is Jewish is not speaking up. There's not a lot left, if they hijacked the Jewish religion, you know, doesn't that speak volumes as to everything else that they might have hijacked? Like the entertainment industry, I mean, you name it, you know, politics. That's what I'm saying. So,
let me interject this. If they say they're Jews, and, you know, they're promoting nation wrecking and they're promoting depravity and they're promoting open borders, I really don't care if they're really a Jew or not because they're my enemy. Hold on, Rhonda. I'll let you answer that on the other side of the break. Hang on for me. We're coming up on a break. We might have time for one more caller, 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio. The phone lines are hot now. Rhonda, I was saying it didn't matter to me what they call themselves. If they say they're Jews and they're into this nation-wrecking policy, then they're my enemy. I'll let you go after this.
I think that people are really quick to label people. I know when Obama was in his administration, he seemed to go for the collectivism mentality, but in the end, I think we're all judged individually. And people can hijack certain aspects, but you have to really dig deep to find out what's going on with that. And
well, hold on, they label themselves. We're not labeling them.
They
label themselves. We're going to have to move on. Let's go on to Jared in Louisiana, or he's not going to get on, and he's been on hold long enough. Jared, go ahead quickly, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to go fast. This whole thing with the stars, I wanted to talk about so much other things, but I want to try to stay on this topic. I've been reading some other stuff, and I read the story about the Khazars, but does that really make any sense that they had to choose a religion? I mean, look at what happened in France when, I think it was Charlemagne, or no, maybe Merovich. One of them became Catholic because that's who was around them, Catholics. They were all Aryan Christians before that. The reason they became Catholics is so they wouldn't get their head on a spike and they would keep controlling power and money over the people. The Lithuanians in Lithuania didn't get a choice on what religion they could be. The freaking Christian crusaders went in there and killed their own European kinfolk because they were a different religion. And then the Roman Catholic Church killed all the freaking Cathars in the Cathar Crusade. It's not really a crusade, I'm just saying that, but it's not a named crusade. So why would these people have a choice of what religion they... Why, if the Christian... If their land was any worth a flip, somebody would have invaded them no matter what their religion is. We put too much emphasis on this religion. That's what's wrong with this country. That's what's wrong with... Christianity has torn Western civilization apart. And even in the Bible, God himself splits man so that he cannot work together. God himself is the divider and conqueror of us. And I believe it's us, as in the white people. This religion is from the Middle East. It's not European. It's not our nature. It's not our natural religion. Stop this nonsense. The Jews need to go. And the Christians, you stand in the way, you're going to go next. Later.
Hey, thank you so much, Jared. Thank you so much. I hate we don't have more time. Larkin, Texas, quick. We don't have a lot of time. It's yours.
Yeah, just a quick answer that your listeners, especially your lady caller, might want to investigate as to why so self-identified Jews are in fear of speaking out against the tribe. And those are here's the key words. The first one is the Law of the Moser, M-O-S-E-R. Law of the Moser. That means informer. Because the tribe operates much like the mafia. The Sicilian Code of Omerta, O-M-E-R-T-A. Very similar. A lot of Jewish people are Sicilians. A lot of the so-called mafia families in our history were actually Jewish, Irish, and Italian. And then also go to The International Jew by Henry Ford, who was a Mason. The Rule of Jewish Kehilla grips New York, K-E-H-I-L-L-A. And the last word is the Vow of the Parushim, P-A-R-U-S-H-I-M. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, Lark. I wish we had more time. I wish you'd have called in earlier. Sorry, Jerry, we're not going to be able to get to you. We're out of time. Dr. Patrick Slattery coming up next. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.